Everyone, I hope everyone is doing well today. Welcome. It's good to have all of you with us, especially if you're visiting with us today, and maybe this is your first time with us. We're a church that simply wants to go by the Bible, and it's great to have you out with us. It's a special day for us. We're going to have our chili cook-off. We are having our chili cook-off and our dessert contest, and we'll announce the winners of that in a little while, and we'll partake of that in a little while, but first we get to feast on the Word of God a little. And the lesson for today is newness, being new in Jesus, and just being new in life, and attacking each day like it's a new day that's been given to us, and having that kind of positive attitude that God will work through me every day because of Jesus. My text for today is Colossians 3, verses 1 through 10. So we'll be looking at that in just a moment. Before we do that, I had a couple of things that I just wanted to let everybody be aware of. And the food goes, we're gonna right after this, we'll say a prayer. We will line up. We would love for our guests and visitors to get in the front of the line and go through. We're going to push out and set up some tables here, so we'll need to get clear so we can do that. And then we'll all just have a nice feast together, and it's going to be a great time. And part of this subject of newness is that today you get to try some new chili recipes, some new dessert recipes. You get to meet some new friends. You get to have some new fellowship with one another. And so there's just all kinds of newness that's going to be going on in this building today. I did want to congratulate, I don't know if Mike must be with the kids or something, but Mike did a tremendous job welcoming us. How he snuck in the Cowboys soaring over the Eagles was simply brilliant. I was sitting on the front row. I almost fell out of my seat because it was so incredibly brilliant what he did there. He must have been searching all night for an Eagles reference in the Bible to be able to come up with that. But Mike, wherever you are, hats off. That was absolutely brilliant. You know, and of course, the Cowboys just lost 3 games in a row. They need all the help that they can get. And so I'm sure that's why he wanted to evoke their name right here in this this holy and reverent place, you know, which their name should not be evoked in this holy and reverent place. But he's just trying any way that he can to get his team to win. So hats off and appreciate that. I also wanted to say that when Roland announced what's going to happen in a couple of weeks, you might have heard, like me, that he said Trump retreat. Yeah, I mean, I know my hearing's going, but it's not Trump retreat. It's trunk, like the trunk of a car. Okay, they'll be opening up the trunks of cars, and they'll be serving candy and that sort of thing. So it's trunk or treat. I just want you to know, we try to be apolitical as a church, and we are political beings, and all of us have our biases politically, but as a church, we try to be apolitical, and we're not holding a trunk or treat rally the night before Halloween. That's not what's happening there. So it's not Trump or treat, it's trunk or treat, and just wanted to be clear about that. And maybe it was just my hearing, but I actually saw some heads turning right after that and whispering to each other, did he say Trump? So, you know, anyway, want to be clear about that. Now, on to the lesson, newness. It's great that we get to be new in Christ, and we get to approach each day as a new day. You know, today is a new day. And since it's a new day, we get to really rejoice in it as a new day. That's what David the psalmist said. Today is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. That we get to rejoice that God has given us a new day, and that we get to live in this new day. Do you feel that freshness? Do you feel that newness as you begin a new day in Jesus every day? Or is your life filled with the same old, same old? Does it seem like the same old daily grind? Does it seem like that you're waking up with sort of a stale way of looking at life, or does life seem like an opportunity to you? You know, the difference there could simply be your relationship with God. It could simply be your relationship with Jesus. because Jesus truly does make all things new. And we can have newness in Christ. I know that we like new things. We even have words like restart, reboot, recreate, reborn, reanimate, redirect, renew, regurgitate. No, I didn't say that one. Okay, I left that one out. You shouldn't say that one on a chilly supper day, okay? But we have a lot of words that begin with this idea of renew, to begin again, to start over, because we like that. We like the idea of freshness, of newness. One of the greatest things that we have in Christ is the idea of being forgiven. And then when we mess up, Jesus will forgive us again. And that idea of just Jesus being there ready and waiting to start our day with us and to begin our day. We love new things, and we love babies and the newness of a baby. We love puppies because puppies are new and fresh. We love the smell of new cars. You know, you can even get that new smell, that new car smell in a bottle and spray it all over your old car to make it smell new. It doesn't really work exactly like the new car smell, but they try to replicate it. Why? Because people like the smell of a new car. We like the feel of new running shoes and just taking them out and running in them. Newness is a good thing. And one of the great things about heaven is that in heaven, all things are new. Not only are all things new, they continually stay new. Isn't that amazing? That it never grows old, that there's never, you take, there's never a staleness with heaven. It stays new and fresh all the time. And that is something that only God can do. And something else that only God can do is take all of us and make us into new people. But that's what God does, and that's what Jesus does. And that's what being a spiritual person really is all about, is approaching life with newness and freshness. So look in your Bibles at Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. There we are. And I'm going to read this from the New Living Translation, and hopefully you can follow along. And if you'll notice, I underscored 3 points there, which will be the 3 brief points of the lesson today. It says, this is the words of Paul, since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sight on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the new things of heaven, or the things of heaven, not the things of earth. For you died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, is revealed to the whole world, you will share in all his glory. So, put to death the sinful, earthly things lurking within you. Have nothing to do with sexual immorality, impurity, lust, and evil desires. Don't be greedy, for a greedy person is an idolater, worshiping the things of this world. Because of these sins, the anger of God is coming. You used to do these things when your life was still part of this world. But now is the time to get rid of anger, rage, malicious behavior, slander, and dirty language. Don't lie to each other, for you have stripped off the old sinful nature and all its wicked deeds. Put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like Him. What an amazing scripture. So amazing that we're looking at it 2 weeks in a row. Yes, if you didn't realize it, this was the scripture for last week also. But I know that Ryan went sort of down the things to take off and the things to put on. I just simply want to talk about newness and how this scripture gives us this theme of newness that we can have in Christ Jesus. In verse 1, and this is my first point, Jesus gives us a new life. Jesus gives us a new life. Since you have been raised to new life with Christ. That raising in the new life is a reference really to baptism and what happens in baptism and coming out of baptism to be new people, to be a new creation in Christ. And for those of us that are in Christ, that is our new reality. Our new reality is, Every single day, we get to begin a new day, new in Christ. And that's just the way that we live life. And for those of you that don't have that reality in your life yet, it's being offered to you. Jesus wants you to have it. He wants you to be able to get rid of the same old life that you've been living with all of the ways that that's pulling you down and say goodbye to that and hello to a brand new life where you get to live new and fresh in Jesus every day. And that's the beauty of living in Jesus. And that's the offer that Jesus makes to all of us that are here today. Jesus wants to give all of us a new vision, a new purpose, a new hope, a new way of living life. For all of us, Jesus wants us to experience newness of life. And he wants that newness of life to be a new normal for everyone, for all of us. That can be your new normal. That you don't have to live life the same old way you've been living it, but you can live it in a new way, with freshness, with positivity, with forgiveness, with grace, with God's abundant love, looking at each new day as an opportunity of what we can do in Christ, what we can do in Jesus. Is that your new normal? You know, for me, I've experienced a new normal in my own life, in that at the end of July, I had a mild stroke, and I ended up in the hospital, and I was in the hospital for 4 days. And while I was there, they ran me through all kinds of tests, and the MRI determined that I did have a stroke, and it was mild. Even by the second day, I was recovering from the stroke. But because of that stroke, my life changed overnight. Because of that stroke, I am now in a higher category of having another stroke. Because of that stroke, the way that they read my blood levels, it's changed. The matrix has changed. What was normal cholesterol is now rated as high cholesterol. And they don't want to get it down to normal. They want to get it down way below average. And so that's what we're working on. And that's my new normal. That not only are they grading me with a higher grading mark, but now they want the grade to be even better for me. And so I'm working toward that. But that's my new normal. I wake up every day knowing that I've got this pill to take, that I've got this food that I cannot eat, that I've got this amount of time that I need to spend exercising. I've already done it this morning, got up early, did my exercise this morning. Amen. Yes, you can clap for that. That's all. Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate that. But I'm working within this new normal because I have to. That's just the way life needs to be for me. And if I even attempt to forget, they put in my chest, they put this EKG monitor that sits right here. It sits right, I could feel it right now. It's just under my skin and just over my heart. And every night it downloads my EKG, then gets transmitted to the doctor's office so that they can read it every morning and they take a look at it. And so sometimes when I stretch and just reach for something, I feel it there. And there's a reminder, hey, Steve, you had a stroke. You're living with a new normal in your life. Don't forget about that. There's that sense of, I live this new normal every single day. And you know, the thing is, that should be the reality in Christ as well. That we are all living with a new normal in our lives. That we wake up and we have the daily reminder that we are in Jesus. And maybe that reminder for you comes because you're getting in the Word and you're studying the Word, and that Word is a great reminder for you. Or maybe that reminder for you is that you're praying and you're giving your heart to God in prayer, and that prayer is a reminder for you. Or maybe the reminder for you is that you're meditating on Jesus and focusing how to be like Him that day, and how to live like Him that day, and how to shine like a light to the world around you that day, like Jesus. That's that reminder. Or maybe it's the fellowship that you have of other disciples and other friends that are also trying to live like Jesus. But we need those reminders about the new normal that's in our life. And the thing that I would also say is, if you don't have those reminders, put them in your life. My friendly challenge to all of us here today is to live the new normal, be a person of the Word. Get in the Bible every day, read it, study it, memorize it, let it speak to you. To live the new normal of newness in Christ, pray every day. Start your day in prayer. Focus on God. Meditate on Him. And then every day, wake up and say, "This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it." And set your goals for that day of what you want to accomplish for God. See, this will help you in your spiritual life. It'll just simply help you in life. It'll help you to be a happier person. It'll help you to be a more productive person. Because that's what Jesus does for us. He gives us that new normal. And maybe you're feeling like, "Well, you know what? I'm really beaten up right now. And the world's just smacking me all over the place." I've been there. I understand that. I know what it's like to have heartache. I know what it's like to lose people in your life. I know what it's like for your children to go through struggles because our children went through their struggles. I know what that's like. And I also know what it's like when you wake up and you're facing those things and you say, "Today, I'm not going to think about Jesus." Versus, "Today, I'm facing the exact same thing. I'm going to live it with God." And let me tell you what, you can't control those things. But what you can control is your attitude and how you're going to be and how you're going to live your life. And you can make that decision. "I've got all these things in front of me. My boss is a terrible boss. My school, oh man, that teacher." And you can have those thoughts and you can think those things, but they're going to still be there tomorrow. What are you going to be like tomorrow? You can live it with God. And living it with God and living it with Jesus, that's the best way to face those things. So I encourage you, wake up, get in the Word, get in prayer, have some good friends that'll call you higher, and live that newness in Christ, because it's a beautiful thing to be able to live in Christ. Point number two, new thoughts. New thoughts. We have new thoughts in Jesus. Verses 2 through 4, "Think about the things of heaven, not the things of the earth." So we have new thoughts in Christ. David said, "As a people think in their hearts, so are they. Or as a person thinks in his or her heart, so is that person." The way we think in our heart is the way we're going to be in life. Attitude is so important. So every day when you wake up, determine, "I'm going to be grateful today. I'm going to have a grateful heart. I'm going to have a grateful attitude. And even though everything around me isn't going great, and everything around me is not, I'm not grateful for everything happening in my life, I am grateful to God that He will see me through and that He will help me out." Do you have a heart of gratitude? You probably heard the adage, "You are what you eat." Well, even more true is, "You are what you think." Because as you think, so goes your life. And the way that you think and the attitude that you take on, that's how you're going to live your life. At a time in my life where things were going really poor me with the external things that were going on in my life around me, Mike Centauri and a few others invited me to come out and try out the martial arts with him, to come out and try out Kung Fu. And I actually did it because I wanted my daughter to go. I thought it'd be good for Chelsea to be a part of it. So I was like, "Chelsea, come with me." And Chelsea was like, "No way, I am not going to do that." And I said, but Daniel overheard it. And Daniel said, "I'll go with you, Dad." And I said, "Great, come on, let's go." And the thing about when we went to that that school, the Centauris were there and there were other people there. Mike was there. And it was awesome because there were friends already there. But let me tell you, it was probably the single most positive environment I'd ever walked into. You come into the door, you had to bow and you had to say, "Yes, I can." You had to say, "Hello, sir. Hello, ma'am." And when you came out on the floor to begin the exercises, you had to step on, as you stepped onto the mat, you had to say, "Yes, I can." And if you didn't say it the right way, you had to step back off and try it again. And it was the single most positive atmosphere, including the atmosphere of the church. Because we need to realize some of us bring our negativity with us. We don't leave it at the door. We don't leave it outside the fellowship. We bring it with us when we should be allowing Jesus to change our hearts and our minds and help us be positive. So we have that yes, I can attitude. You know, later on, I got so into it, and it really helped me in my life and actually changed me as a person because of just thinking positively so much. And I told Chelsea, Chelsea, come with me one time. If you come with me one time and you hate it, I'll never ask you to come back again. She came with me. She liked it. She liked it so much that she kept coming back and coming back until she became an instructor in that school. And it was simply because of the positivity. I mean, the exercise helped. She loved the sweat. She loved the workout. That helped her mentally. But what helped her more than anything was just the people were so positive. See, that's how we need to be. That needs to be what we're all about. That we bring positivity with us. The people that come in, they see a difference in the way that we're living our lives because we have new thoughts in Christ. The old is gone. We're thinking about the new. And so I want to ask you, just as a practical point, that when you begin your day, every day this week, from Monday through Saturday, the rest of the day, start each morning with, yes, I can. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. I'll say it one more time. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Yes, I can. Begin your day with that attitude. And then if you find yourself slipping back into negativity, which we do, then just stop yourself and say, oh, yes, I can. With Jesus, yes, I can. Point number three, new nature. Jesus gives us a new nature. Or another way to put that is a new person. In Christ, you become a new person. Verse 10, it says, put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like Him. A new nature, a new person. You can literally be a new person. You can be a new, you can have a new nature in Christ. You can have a new way of living your life. This is built on verses 5 through 9 that Ryan talked about. There are things that we need to put off in life, and there are things that we need to put on in life. There are things that Jesus will help us get out of our lives. There are things that Jesus will help us put into our lives. And so it's based on that, the idea of shedding some skin that needs to be shed, and then putting on some fresh things in our life. But once that happens, we can be new people. We don't have to be the same old person we've always been. We can be a new person in Christ because we put on the characteristics of Christ and we try to live like Him and be like Him and act like Him and think like Him. And that type of setting of the mind can really help us to be a different person, to be new in Christ Jesus. I want to share the story about a guy that I heard about just this past week. He's actually from Jakarta, Indonesia. I've never met him. And I know that's not a great picture, but his name is Kay. Kay, as a young man growing up in Jakarta, was recruited to be a suicide bomber. And he was starting to get radicalized in order to be a suicide bomber. And he was going down that path until one day he was asked, you know, there's this new school over there and they're helping out a lot of kids. Why don't you go check them out? Check them out and see what that's all about. And he went and he took a look at it. You know, understanding his background and his mindset was, I'm a suicide bomber. I'm checking this out. What's going on here? So he went to check it out to see, you know, maybe something needed to be done there. And as he saw it, what he saw was he saw a Hope School. Now, those of you that are familiar with our church, you understand that we partner with Hope Worldwide. And Hope Worldwide, we even have a project going on in NIAC right now. It's just a way of trying to help in the world around us. And Hope Worldwide in Jakarta was doing an early development program with young kids, and they accepted everyone. Anyone who wanted to come could come and to be a part of it. And that it became such a good program that actually it was voted by one corporation as being the model program of the year as far as early development programs, and is highlighted in Venice, Italy. There's a place you can go, and you can see the whole project in one of the corporations in the lobby of Venice, Italy. And this guy came to check it out, to see what it was about. And the thing that he saw there that he hadn't seen anywhere else in the way that he saw it there was love. That these children were accepted and loved, and their needs were met, and they were cared for, regardless of their religious background, regardless of their economic background, regardless of where they came from in the city. They were all loved with a mutual, God-like, Christ-like love. And Kay saw that. And instead of going down the path of being a suicide bomber, he became a Christian. And he's your brother in Christ. And he's standing in Venice, Italy, as part of that project that went to present the project to that corporation in Venice, because he turned his life in to Jesus, and guess what? Jesus made him a new person. So the hate that was in his heart, the bias and the prejudice and the bigotry that were all in his heart, he got rid of that, and he learned to love. And that's what Jesus can do with all of us. Jesus can help us overcome whatever it is in our lives that we need to overcome. If it's an addiction, Jesus can help you get rid of that addiction. If it's prejudice and bias and hatred, Jesus can help you get rid of that in your life. Jesus can help you be a new person. But we have to turn ourselves over to Jesus. And so I want to encourage you, sort of like my last practical just encouragement is, decide this week, every day this week, that you're going to think of one way you can be more like Jesus. One way that you can be more like Jesus. So, you know, I teach sometimes. I'm a professor sometimes. So I like to give assignments. So I've given three. Okay, I've given three that you're supposed to do every day this week. The first one is do something that is going to motivate you, whether it's read your Bible or it's pray or it's talk to another disciple, something that's going to motivate you to be more like Jesus. The second one is think every day when you wake up, this is the day the Lord has made. I'll rejoice and be glad in it. And I could do all things through Jesus. Yes, I can. Start your day with that positive attitude. And then the third thing is think about, how do I want to be like Jesus today? All of them center around Jesus. All of them focus on Jesus, because it's Jesus that will change us and help us to be new people. Okay, if you didn't get all three, then just do one, because one's better than none, okay? Just do one. But do something at the beginning of every day to start your day thinking about Jesus. And then the newness that Jesus brings is a newness that you can experience in your life. Amen. We're going to stand. We're going to sing one more song. And don't be dismissed yet. We got a few more announcements, but let's stand right now and let's sing.